Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bigfoot, notable alias, Sasquatch.
I'm going up the road and all of a sudden these whatever run past the front of my headlights on my truck.
The weirdness.
Locals think the creepy white corpse is the chupacabra, but it's difficult to make a positive identification.
The sightings of a watery monster in upstate New York's Lake Champlain have gone on for decades.
These are people who say they've seen something unusual, something with a large head, something with a hump, some sort of unusual life that shouldn't be there.
There's something out there, something people aren't talking about, all over the world. And it's all connected.
Welcome to the weirdness. To the weirdness.
Okay, cut. Hey, can you keep that down, por favor?
It's fine, Sierra. Considering we're recording at a taco stand in a tiny Mexican village, at least they have Wi-Fi, right?
Never thought I'd say this, but I miss your basement. Just go.
Hello, and welcome to the weirdness. The podcast about cryptids, creatures, and unexplained phenomena. This week, we've taken the show on the road to Mexico, where we're on the hunt for one of the most dangerous and elusive weirds in the world. With flesh-piercing claws, it lurks in the hills above small villages like this one. As night falls, it emerges from the shadows, using its glowing, fiery eyes to hypnotize farm animals. First, it lulls them into a trance. Then, it tears them limb from limb to gorge on their blood as the countryside echoes with this heartless monster's chilling, unholy death hiss.
Hang on, I'm stopping the recording.
Why?
You could have told me all this before we came to Mexico.
I'm just explaining the legend of the chupacabra.
The chupacabra?
No, no!
Still think it's a good idea to be here?
Well, we got our quiet, and Beef promised his friend won't eat us.
Great. Bigfoot will protect us from the chupacabra.
It's Melanie Messing.
Did you tell her about Beef?
Not yet.
You can't say anything.
Why not? She thinks Bigfoot doesn't exist, and we just flew to Mexico with him.
It's not our place to out Beef or Peg or anyone else.
Fine, you're right. I won't say anything. Hello?
Hello, Arlo.
Dr. Messing, sorry we're not recording right now.
That's all right. What's the topic for the podcast today?
Chup. A cabra. Chupacabra.
Oh, yes. The terror of Mexico.
Let me guess. You're not a believer?
For the record, I'm not denying there are animals who suck blood. Leeches, mosquitoes, for example.
So is it a pack of wild mosquitoes littering the Mexican countryside with bloodless goat carcasses?
More likely coyotes or bobcats. The chupacabra, like all of your weirdness, is a myth.
Let me ask you, if thousands of documented attacks aren't enough to convince you, what will it take to get you to admit the chupacabra or any of the other cryptids are real?
I suppose if you two delivered one to me, might be persuaded.
deliver a cryptid to Ireland?
Arlo, if you show up here at the university with a chupacabra or some other mystical beast, you have my word that I'll help protect them.
I just might hold you to that, Dr. Messing.
What was that?
Arlo, it's Beef and Peg.
Gotta go, Dr. Messing.
Wait, where?
Watch out, dudes. Pegasus landing by the burrito stand.
I'm never going to get used to flying on a Pegasus.
I feel you, Sierra. This burrito is pretty good. Arlo, you don't happen to have 47 more, do you?
No, sorry.
Figures. Scrawny humans. Ugh.
Listen, Beef, about the chupacabra. Are we sure we want to find it?
I told you. Chup is mi amigo, which is Spanish for guy I know on the internet, okay? Peg and I flew over a field of hypnotized goats. We think Chup is prepping them for a blood buffet.
Ugh, how wonderful.
Where are they?
They're just over that montaña there. Peg, hang a right?
Whoa, that's a lot of hypnotized goats.
They're just standing there, like they're waiting for something.
Yeah. Waiting to be Chup's dinner, baby. Let's sit down here, Peggy. These goats look pretty wigged out. I'd say it's a safe bet Chup will be here with his razor-sharp claws very soon. Well, bye.
Wait, you're leaving us alone out here?
It's a beautiful moonlit night. Peg's got the feels, yo.
What about the chupacabra?
When Chup shows, dance.
Dance? Why dance?
You ever eat something that was dancing? Later, hibernators! Oh, right, that's bears, not humans. Same difference, really. They're both gross.
I still don't get how a Pegasus and a Sasquatch can be boyfriend-girlfriend.
What? You can't fall in love just because you're weird?
No, I just... Is it me? Or did the goats suddenly go silent?
Even the crickets stopped chirping.
It's too quiet. I don't like this.
You hear that?
Yeah?
I liked it better when it was quiet.
Don't worry, that's a really soft hiss. The chupacabra's hiss is a loud, unholy howl.
Like that?
It's him! He's coming right for us!
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches, or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
What are you humans doing in my field?
You can talk? Sierra, should we dance?
I've never tasted human flesh before.
Please don't, Mr. Chup?
Chup? There's only one hairy gringo who calls me Chup.
Yeah, Beef. We know him.
You humans know Carne? Mi amigo?
Yeah, he brought us here to see you.
Then I will not gorge on your blood. We cool.
Wow, thanks. That's so nice of you. So, if you have some goats to slaughter, we'll just be going now.
Slaughter? Ay, 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 silly humans. What I do is not about the slaughter. I merely sing to my lovelies. It is not my fault that my guitar makes them swoon with passion. When I am done, do I lean in for a small peck on the neck with my fangs? Perhaps. It is the way of the chupacabra.
Chup!
Hey, Carne! ¿Cómo está, ñero?
What's up, my blood-sucking hematophage? I thought I heard an unholy death hiss followed by the intoxicating sound of mariachi music.
Speaking of which, where is your beautiful amour, Peg? I want to sing a song I wrote just for her.
She's off doing her flying horse thing. You know, I see you've met the humans. Thanks for not eating them.
No problemo, carne.
I was worried about you. After you warned me, you disappeared from Weird Book.
See, I was being hunted by a horrible monster in the shadows. More horrible than me.
It almost took me out too, man. We gotta get you out of here.
Never! I cannot leave my beloved nannies and let their bleats of romance go unanswered.
You're in a lot of danger. We want to help.
Arlo, if he doesn't want our help...
Beef didn't want it either.
Actually, still don't? Thought I made that clear. But here we are.
Beef, can you call Peg?
Well, yeah, that's the thing. See, me and Peg, we kind of had a teeny tiny little tiff, and then she flew off saying something like, I'm never going to speak to you ever again, and I regret ever meeting you. You know, Pegasuses. Am I right?
But without Peg, how are we going to get to Ireland?
Ireland? Seriously?
I'm with you, Sierra. Seriously?
You heard the promise Dr. Messing make. If we bring Beef and Choop to her,
Choop?
Maybe she can help us figure out what the creep is.
How would we even get there? Without our wings?
I have money in my account from the Weird Book ads. We can book a flight.
You want us to get on a plane with a Sasquatch and a Chupacabra?
Why not?
I mean, it's not like Beef has a passport.
Actually, I did find one in the forest one day. Check this out.
Michael Winters, 5'7".
I think I can pass.
Okay, let's say we're able to disguise an 8-foot-tall Sasquatch as a 5'7" redhead from Seattle. What are we going to do about, you know?
Well, Choop isn't that different than a dog, right?
Un perro.
Hey, Choop, you ever wanted to see what it's like underneath a plane?
This is a terrible idea.
Not my first, Beef, and won't be my last.
3 tickets to Dublin.
IDs, please.
Here you go.
Mr. Arlo Lowry, Miss Sierra Montoya, and this is your guardian, Mr. Winters?
Yep, they made me taller and hairier and,
That's right. He just had surgery. Hence the bandages.
Yeah. Ow. Am I right?
And your pet. Is that a...
A dog, yeah, a dog. It's a big, snarly dog. Oh, man. We should have picked a different one.
Dog. And dog.
Yes, a dog.
Wait here while I get your boarding passes.
Woo. Close call.
I am the most fearsome beast in Mexico, not a family pet!
You're going to have a great time. I hear the cargo hold is really nice.
Okay, gate 31, concourse B. You can drop the dog off on the way.
Thank you most kindly, human.
Human? Did you just call me a human?
All right, fine, sorry. I'm not used to sneaking on airplanes.
Come on, Michael, let's go.
Come on! All right, come on, I'm coming. Oh, man, this is nothing like Pegasus Air. Couldn't even get a wing seat, huh?
Try to enjoy it, Beef. This is how humans fly.
Can't believe I let you two talk me into this. And you stuck me with the middle seat?
Hello, sir. I see that you have a medical condition. Can I get you anything?
Got any complimentary deer ticks?
I just hope Choop is okay in the cargo hold.
Locked in a crate like an animal, this insult will not stand, for I am the Chupacabra, and I am... That sounded like a portal opening. My
need to get out of here.
Why do they make these seatbelts so small? It's like they're not even designing these for Sasquatches.
This is Captain Rain from the flight deck. Visibility's a little low with this fog that rolled in.
Beef, I'm getting that feeling again. Like something's wrong.
That is not good.
You guys, look! On the runway!
Choop! He's got off the plane. Yeah, this is real not good.
Sir, please don't press the call button during takeoff.
It's an emergency. There's a Choop Wawa on the runway.
Please, sir, calm down.
I can't leave without my buddy. I'm getting off right now.
You can't, Beef. Once the doors are closed, they don't open them for anyone.
You guys, did the sky just go black? You hear that sound?
It is that?
The creep! There! In the shadows! Run, Choop! Run!
Sir, I told you to stop that.
Let me off this plane!
We've already begun taxiing. Sit down now, or I'll have you arrested when we reach Dublin.
Beef, please! If they arrest you, this is all over!
Choop! Choop! Choop!
Where did they go? Choop and the creep, they disappeared!
There's nothing left. Except, is that a bunch of socks on the runway?
They went through a portal, man! It's a portal! I think the creep got Choop!
I'm so sorry, Beef.
Adios, Choop. Hope you don't die.
For more awesome pods, go to gzmshows.com.
Shh, it's starting.
GZM Shows. Imagination amplified.
Hey parents and teachers, have you heard about gzmclassroom.com? It's a website where teachers can get companion resources for everyone's favorite GZM shows. 6 Minutes, Mars Patel, Podcast Title Pending, Seis Minutos, The Res, Becoming Mother Nature, Iowa Chapman and the Last Dog, Treasure Island 2020, The Hollow, Young Ben Franklin, and The Big Fib all have companion resources for additional critical thinking, listening comprehension, and ultimately, creativity. We made them just for you. And oh yeah, they're free. Free! The people on Facebook didn't believe us, but they are F-R-E-E, free. Head to gzmclassroom.com and get yours today.
Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual. And best of all, you can turn on captions. And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.